This is Jack White on behalf of the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message. In fact, this is the first of three messages that we'll be presenting as an interviews with the current Growth Team Chair, John Tyner, a past governor of our district. All three of these will be about club growth issues. And John, are you here with us?
Yes, yep, ready to go.
All right. I think the first topic you wanted to talk about in this three-part series is something you call Operation Bring 'Em Back. What is it?
Yeah, that's part of the Kiwanis International Six-Pack program, which a lot of people have heard about but probably haven't done much with in the last couple of years. Operation Bring 'Em Back is for members that are no longer in the club, have left for one reason or another. There's some techniques about following up with those people, finding out why they left in the first place, that's if you didn't already know, and then coupled with that individual sponsor when they first got into be a Kiwanian, find out if there's any way that they might wish to come back to the club. And I say this particularly because after 6 months or so, there are members who may have forgotten why they left, but they still remember the joy and the fun they had that being a Kiwanian working on the project. So those are the sorts of things that they can do. And if your board wants to go after those folks and find out where they are, it's always a good idea for the sponsor person and somebody else in the club, maybe the membership chair, to meet that used to be Kiwanian, you know, at their office or for lunch or something, not at a club meeting. You're really talking to see how they're doing and to let them know that you've missed them and the sorts of things that they'd like to see the club actually do.
Yes. Our Abingdon club is getting ready to try one of these new satellites that we've talked about in prior Monday morning messages. It'd be a small group that would meet separately from the main group. And we're hoping to get two groups of people into that one. One, the some members who are still paying the dues and all but never show up at meetings, try to get them involved. And the others do what you're talking about here and look at the people who have left our club in the last year or so or two and contact them and see if they could come back in through the satellite. Maybe the time was more convenient to them or something. Go ahead.
Well, that's another way. That's another way that you could do it, because that way they feel that they're being asked for their opinions and things that they want, and not necessarily thumping them for being a member. That would come later. This kind of technique is extremely important because last year, the 2007-2008 club year, you know, Capital District had a net loss of 268 members, and out of all of our divisions, there are only four that showed positive net growth last year. As a matter of fact, Jack, there were 10 clubs that lost more, 10 divisions that lost more than 20 members. So, I mean, we have a situation here of everything we need, try every technique we can. So those are the sorts of things. If these people are interested in coming back to the club, then you got to do the good old salesman tactic, close the deal, ask them to come back, ask them to join. So much of what we're doing, people who are listening to this group, you know, the growth team there is to help you. Our names and emails are up on the website. All we're just a call away to come and talk with you and advise you. Every region has three members of our team there who can come and help. And then the chair people, myself and Carla Marin and Bill Butts and Rosemary, are all ready to come on in when we can. So those are the sorts of things we're doing. And this is just one of three possible techniques that, Jack, that we'll be talking about.
Well, John, this is very valuable. What you're saying is you don't have to go out and find brand new people to build up your club. Get some people you've had and see if maybe their situation has changed or you can do something a little different to interest them in coming back.
Right. I mean, I'm a salesman, and I always view these people as they're pre-sold. I mean, they already know the product. It's just a question of getting them interested again. It's not like you got to start from scratch.
And we got two more of these coming in the next 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to them. For the Capital District Growth Team, this is Jack White with another Monday morning message. Thank you for listening.